Okay, guys, this is one that I'm pretty fired up about. This is a brand that I really enjoy. This is the last one left for me to review out of all of their tequilas, Xolo Escuintle. And this is their Añejo. And I got the opportunity to meet Ernesto at the event in Chicago. He's such a great guy, and he's worked so hard to create such an amazing brand. So he has a Blanco, a Repo, a Joven, an Añejo, an Extra Añejo, and this amazing still strength. So you've got to check out his website. I'll put it right here. Every one of these tequilas are amazing. And then some of these bottles that he has are really awesome too. The Extra Añejo bottle is beautiful. The still strength bottle is amazing as well. And the one that I'm going to do today is the Añejo. So they're coming out of NOM 1545. Again, one of those NOMs that doesn't fit into the big ones that we talk about all the time, but a NOM that is really putting out some amazing tequila. All Highlands agaves. They're using a low pressure autoclave. They're using a roller mill for extraction, deep well water for their water there, stainless steel open fermentations. A great traditional way of making great tequila. One of the things I love the best about all of his tequilas is they're all higher proofs. And this Añejo right here, 92 proof, 46 ABV. This has been aged in American white oak barrels. Let's dig into it because you know it's going to be amazing. You got the caramel and the barrel and the cooked agave are right there. And I get a little bit of citrus in the nose of this as well. I also get a little bit of funkiness, which is kind of cool coming in a Highlands agave. I don't recall in the interview if they're doing a little malolactic in their fermentation, but there's an interview with Ernesto who talks about their whole process in the company. Check it out. I'll put a link at the end as well. Let's dive in and taste this. It's got a really nice creamy mouthfeel, and you just get this creaminess. Like it really coats your mouth, has a great viscosity, and you get this real creamy taste right up front. A nice cooked agave, a little bit of citrus, a little bit of cinnamon in the finish, some caramel, almost a creme brulee type burnt sugar type flavor in this. Nice carameline, so a good barrel influence, but a great tequila. And it's nice and hot in the mouth. You get it up front here, and then it kind of cools, gets the back of your tongue tingling. This one has a lot of complexity and is a really fantastic Añejo. That creaminess is what's really awesome to me. Second flavor, I pick up some banana. I pick up a little melon and a little bit more vanilla than I did the first time. A little bit more of a peppery finish with a little hint of that cinnamon. So super complex tequila, really good, very well made. Definitely want to check out. Watch the interview I did with Ernesto. Learn about this company. If you can find this tequila, pick it up. This isn't one that has great distribution. You can buy it online and you will love it when you do. If you've had Xolo Escuintle, let me know in the comments. Cheers. Have a great night.